And he came up to me and he shakes my hand. And I'm like, I don't think we ever broke up. That was the problem. I left to come to India. I really, really wanted it. It was a Chanel and it got stolen.
Koimoi.com. Anusha, I'm going to ask you your questions about your first city, like the first paycheck and all of that.
Sure, go for it.
First paycheck.
My first paycheck, I worked in a hairdressing salon, so I'll quickly run it down. This is how it works in Australia. When you're in the 10th grade, you have to get a job on your own, get hired. You don't go to school for a week, you go to your job for a week. And I actually called MTV Australia. They weren't allowing 10th graders, which I thought was really rude. They missed out. And so it was so last minute, and I love hair. So I got a job at a hairdressing salon. I was apparently so good at it that they hired me. Oh my God, so the assembly in front of the whole school showed me as an example saying, see, she went there for a week and she got hired.
Wow.
And so I started working there. I was only 15 years old. And I got my first paycheck when I started working there.
Oh, which was your first ever luxury bag?
So I have to say that I don't know if I remember, but I know that the most expensive luxury bag that I bought, because I really, really wanted it, was a Chanel. And it got stolen. So,
oh,
one month later, I used it once in the Philippines. It got stolen. I worked so hard for that money, but it's fine. Sometimes you just gotta let things go. It wasn't meant to be.
Which was your first ever audition? Tell us about that.
You know, I think I did one for a film in Australia, I believe, and I was super excited, but I don't remember it as clearly as I remember my MTV audition, because it was the best audition I've ever done in my life. I really just went in there fearless. And I don't think I've ever walked into an audition after that fearless. That was really stressed. But there I was like walking in like I had the job. And I think that's what I believe, like, yeah, in the universe, if you put it out there, you're gonna get it. I really walked in like, I got this. Not cocky, but just really believed I had it. That was really good.
Which was your first ever celebrity crush?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. He was on a show called Home Improvement, I think. It was in Australia. It's an American show. But Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Okay, you will know his reference when he was the voice of Simba in Lion King, the cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
I had his poster up in my bedroom and in my school books, and I thought that I was going to marry him.
Oh God.
Yeah. And then it was Justin Timberlake, but that was much later.
So now that you already wanted to marry a celebrity, tell me, which was your first ever celebrity encounter?
You know, it was, I believe, if I'm correct, Richard Gere. And it was for an MTV event. I just started working 3 months into my job, and I had to host with Cyrus Brocha for this massive function, and all of Bollywood was going to be there. And Richard Gere, and so charming, and like I've grown up watching some of his films. So and he came up to me and he shakes my hand, and I'm like, wow. I'm like this 20-year-old kid who's like, wow, he's so awesome. Yeah, Richard Gere, what a beautiful moment.
Your first ever kiss. You could just mention the age, maybe.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm fine. I was 11.
11?
11. And his name is John. Sorry, John. I won't say your last name. I don't want to embarrass you for myself. And it was just in the bus. Oh, God. We were really stupid in school. It was a dare in the bus on our way to like sports day or something. It was so funny. It was so funny. Sorry.
The first ever car that you purchased?
I bought a Honda City in India. And it was black, and then I made black and white interiors. I thought it was very cool. Also, I got it manual in the hope that I would learn how to drive it. That never happened. I can only drive it automatic.
So the last one, your first ever heartbreak?
Heartbreak? Oh, my first ever heartbreak. Oh, it was my high school sweetheart. I don't think we ever broke up. That was the problem. I left to come to India and we were prom king and queen, you know, the whole like Hollywood story. We were in love, we were 17. Oh my God, we cried so much when I was leaving because it was not like we're breaking up. It was I'm moving to fulfill my dream. So I chose the career over the boy. And but he's very happily married now and he has a baby and he's lovely. And but yeah, it was our biggest heartbreak. Koimoi.com.